everybody, welcome back to UTalk TV. Woohoo! Yes. Hoy vamos a trabajar comprensión. Comprensión como nunca antes lo habías hecho, o quizás sí, porque ya hicimos un vídeo de estos hace unos meses. Así que quédate ahí. Stick around and I'll see you in just one minute.
Come on, dude, don't be a fool. Just go ahead and make that move. Yeah, yeah, subscribe.
Bien, antes de nada, me puedes seguir en mi Instagram, dale aquí, bien fuerte hasta que lo rompas, ahí, a Fran Monage, y también puedes seguir a Carlos en Carlos Monage. Estamos ahí 24/7, like a gas station, para resolver todo tipo de dudas. Y hoy, como os decíamos, vamos a trabajar comprensión basado en este UTalk Grammar. Vamos a hacer un texto, primero a velocidad normal, para ver si lo comprendéis, y luego vamos a ir desmenuzando frase a frase de manera lenta, luego más rápido. Al final lo haré a velocidad normal y os dejaré el texto para que hagáis una especie de karaoke, lo que se llama sombreado, o sea que podáis, digamos, decir el texto a la vez que yo lo hago, como una especie de karaoke. Pero eso será el último paso. Al final de este vídeo vais a ver cómo vais a haber mejorado vuestra comprensión, pronunciación y fluidez de manera bastante importante. Ok, guys, are you ready? All right. So, este es el texto, fijaos. A ver qué es lo que comprendéis. Barbara moved to Madrid last month. Before Madrid, she lived in Zaragoza for 5 years. It took her about 3 hours to drive from Zaragoza to Madrid. It is 300 kilometers from Zaragoza to Madrid. Barbara got hired as an English teacher in Brown's Academy of Language. She found an apartment in the center of Madrid. It'll take her only 10 minutes to walk from her apartment to work. Barbara is really looking forward to beginning her new job. She will be earning more money than she did in Zaragoza. Barbara will be living with two other roommates in order to save money. Her apartment is larger than her apartment was in Zaragoza. When she left by herself, she spent more money on the utilities for the apartment. Barbara didn't save much money. By sharing a flat with two others, she will be able to save much more money each month. All right, guys. No os preocupéis porque he ido un poquito de prisa, porque ahora vamos a ir desglosando cada una de las frases. Las vais a ver en pantalla, lento, luego un poquito más rápido para que repitáis conmigo. Y luego, como decimos, haremos el texto entero. Okay, so, Barbara moved to Madrid last month. Barbara, dos letras clave, la R, Barbara moved, y en pasado, moved. Mantén una T en tu cabeza para el pasado. Moved to Madrid last month. Velocidad normal, Barbara moved to Madrid last month. All right, before Madrid, she lived in Zaragoza for 5 years. All right, before, letra clave R, before Madrid, letra clave R, y la I como es, she left in Zaragoza for 5 years. Velocidad normal. Before Madrid, she left in Zaragoza for 5 years. La letra clave SH, ¿vale? Before Madrid, she left in Zaragoza for 5 years. ¿Veis cómo hago la entonación? Good. Siguiente. It took her about 3 hours to drive from Zaragoza to Madrid. Le costó sobre 3 horas, ¿vale? Nos comemos la H, R, letra clave, it took her, I como E, it took her about 3 hours to drive from Zaragoza to Madrid. Again, it took her about 3 hours to drive from Zaragoza to Madrid. Velocidad normal sería, it took her about 3 hours to drive from Zaragoza to Madrid. Good. It is 300 kilometers from Zaragoza to Madrid. It is. Fijaros que I, en este caso, para kilómetros, para distancia, se usa it is, ¿vale? No sería it is, sino it is. It is 300 kilometers from Zaragoza to Madrid. Velocidad normal. It is 300 kilometers from Zaragoza to Madrid. Good. Barbara got hired as an English teacher in Brown's Academy of Language. Okay. Barbara got hired as an English teacher in Brown's Academy of Language. A velocidad normal sería, Barbara got hired as an English teacher in Brown's Academy of Language. Tenemos Barbara, con letra clave R, Barbara, Barbara. Hired, como tired y como fired, ¿vale? Siguiente, she found an apartment in the center of Madrid. She, letra clave SH, found, encontró, she found an apartment, se usa, ¿vale? Se une, con letra clave R, apartment. N, I como N, in the center, semiclave, TH, the center, letra clave R, center of Madrid, letra clave R, letra clave I como E, velocidad normal, she found an apartment in the center of Madrid. Repite conmigo. She found an apartment in the center of Madrid. Entonación. Yes, she found an apartment in the center of Madrid. Ok, sería como si lo estuviésemos hablando. ¿Sí? Siguiente. It will take her only 10 minutes to walk from her apartment to work. ¿Sí? Repetimos. It will take her. Letra clave L. Will. Letra clave I como E. It will take her. Letra semiclave H. Letra clave R. Nos comemos la H. It'll, y lo haremos contraído. Fijaos. It'll take her. Será it'll take her. It'll take her only 10 minutes. No minutes, minutes. To walk from her apartment to work. Plagado de letras claves. A velocidad normal, it'll take her only 10 minutes to walk from her apartment to work. Otra vez, it'll take her only 10 minutes to walk from her apartment to work. Más despacio. It'll take her only 10 minutes to walk from her apartment to work. Más deprisa. It'll take her only 10 minutes to walk from her apartment to work. Repite las veces que haga falta hasta que te salga así. Y cualquier duda me dices, ¿vale? Siguiente. Barbara is really looking forward to beginning her new job. Barbara está muy ilusionada de empezar o para empezar su nuevo trabajo, ¿vale? Barbara is, y como E, really, letra clave R, letra clave L, really looking forward. Letra clave L, letra clave I como E, looking forward, letra clave R, forward to beginning, beginning, I como E. Her new job. Letra clave GJ, June, July jacket. A velocidad normal, Barbara is really looking forward to beginning her new job. Beginning her new job. Nos comemos la H. Beginning her new job. Otra vez, Barbara is really looking forward to beginning her new job. Barbara is really looking forward to beginning her new job. Very good job. Okay, next. She will be earning more money than she did in Zaragoza. She will be earning more money than she did in Zaragoza. Estará ganando más dinero de lo que ganaba en Zaragoza. Letra clave SH. She will be earning more money than she did in Zaragoza. Unimos todo. She will be earning more money than she did. Y como en Zaragoza. Entonación y más deprisa. Yes, she will be earning more money than she did in Zaragoza. Good. Siguiente. Barbara will be living with two other roommates in order to save money. Barbara estará viviendo con dos personas más para ahorrar, ¿vale? Barbara will be living with two other roommates in order to save money. Velocidad normal. Yes, Barbara will be living with two other roommates in order to save money. In order to. Se convierte in order to save money. Good. Her apartment is larger than her apartment was in Zaragoza. Su apartamento será su piso más grande que el que tenía en Zaragoza. Her apartment is larger than her apartment was in Zaragoza. Very good. When she left by herself. Nos comemos la H. When she, letra clave SH. When she left, con una T. When she left by herself, she spent more money on the utilities for the apartments. Cuando ella vivía, pues sola, tenía que gastar más en las utilities, pues gas, luz, todo lo que es el mantenimiento de la casa, ¿vale? When she left by herself, okay, todo junto. When she left by herself, she spent more money on the utilities for the apartment. ¿Veis la entonación? Very good. Barbara didn't save much money. Barbara. Con letra clave R. Barbara didn't. Y como E. Y la R, semiclave, de la T, letra semiclave como R. Didn't save much money. Barbara didn't save much money. Repeat. Barbara didn't save much money. By sharing, letra clave SH, letra clave R, letra clave I como E. By sharing a flat, es otra forma de decir apartamento, a flat with two others, with, no como I como E, with two others, she will be able to save, much more money each month. Todo junto, by sharing a flat with two others, she will be able to save much more money each month. Bien, ya lo tienes. Dale para atrás, para adelante hasta que te salga. Bien, ahora voy a leerlo a velocidad normal y tú tendrás que leerlo a la vez, como si fuera un karaoke. No van a iluminarse las letras, pero como si lo hicieras. Lo leo a velocidad normal y tú tienes que leerlo en pantalla. ¿Sí? A ver qué tal.
Barbara moved to Madrid last month. Before Madrid, she left in Zaragoza for 5 years. It took her about 3 hours to drive from Zaragoza to Madrid. It is 300 kilometers from Zaragoza to Madrid. Barbara got hired as an English teacher in Brands Academy of Language. she found an apartment in the center of Madrid. It'll take her only 10 minutes to walk from her apartment to work. Barbara is really looking forward to beginning her new job. She will be earning more money than she did in Zaragoza. Barbara will be living with two other roommates in order to save money. Her apartment is larger than her apartment was in Zaragoza. When she lived by herself, she spent more money on the utilities for the apartment. Barbara didn't save much money. By sharing a flat with two others, she will be able to save much more money each month. Alright guys, what a challenge, qué reto, what a challenge this was. Decidme qué os ha parecido, decidme si queréis que os ayude en alguna cosita, dejad debajo comentario. Muy importante, subscribe, subscribe, you're not gonna die. Subscribe, subscribe, and it won't make you cry. Subscribe to YouTube TV y comparte este vídeo. Y sígueme en mi Instagram 24/7, Fran Monage, y también a Carlos Monage, porque estamos ahí 24/7 on a mission, en una misión to save your English, to save the English language. And, y sobre todo también, fijaos que tenéis nuestro curso UTalk TV Plus con todos nuestros libros, audiolibros, vídeos, soporte 24 horas para responderos dudas. Ya vamos camino de los 1000 suscriptores, estamos creciendo mucho y ayudando a muchos de vosotros a salvar el inglés. Suscribíos aquí en utalkonline.com o también tenéis el enlace de suscripción abajo en comentarios. Yeah, subscribe, subscribe to UTalk TV, subscribe, subscribe to UTalk TV Plus on utalkonline.com. Suscribiros en utalkonline.com. That's all you guys. Thank you so much and I'll see you soon. All right, keep using your English. Bye-bye, take care. ¿Que todavía no conoces UTalk TV Plus? Come on, dale ahí, hit it, dale y prueba al menos uno de nuestros meses para que sepas de qué va el curso definitivo de pronunciación, fluidez y comprensión en inglés. Si Carlos y yo pudimos, tú también puedes. www.utalkonline.com.